This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look at these headlines. They're up on Infowars.com. They're up on DrudgeReport.com, too. Poll, Clinton only up 1% against Trump. That's probably a more realistic poll, folks. Internal polling's been done. They're sampling 15 points ahead for Hillary and most of them. Trump's ahead. The problem is they're going to try to steal the battleground states. The fake polls are about convincing you that he really lost. That's why Trump gets that and is not going along with it. Just like, he's a sore loser, they wrote back in April. The U.S. News and World Report and everywhere else, basically. He's not following the rules. So what if he won the popular vote, buddy? Meanwhile, Apple, Twitter, Google, Instagram collude to defeat Trump. Media and froth to take him down. CNN, we couldn't help Hillary any more than we are. And then we've got reports here with folks really getting upset, really getting angry. CNN feels the anti-media rage. Oh, yeah, it's time to put any type of heat you can possibly on outlets like CNN, MSNBC, especially if they're doing a live show in your town or your city. It's a legal and lawful for you if they're out on the street doing a broadcast, whatever, to hit them with a bullhorn. By hit them, I mean blast them with audio. And that folks ask here in the office, they go, what do you think Drudge is playing this video for? Why is it the center video? It's just one guy saying, F you, you're traitors, you know, I'm a patriot to CNN. I think what Drudge is saying is this is how he feels. I'm not speaking for Drudge. I didn't talk to Drudge. But it's saying this is how you should really respond to these people. We should shun them. Or get in their face and say, listen, you sent people here to blame Bernie Sanders and to blame Trump. Hillary did. You're dirtbags. You're criminals. But now we're getting in your face, okay? We're not playing along with you. Just like I told Piers Morgan. Look, you want our guns. Stop acting like you want reasonable gun control. You piece of filth. You're a foreign agent here trying to get our guns. I want to go to Nick in California on the Green Party. I want to talk to Dean in Texas about trade deal. How they're rigged and more. And Doug in Arizona and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But I'm not going to go to calls now. I'm going to go to the next segment so I can give each caller plenty of time, but don't cut somebody short if I go to them now. And I've got some other clips. There's a lot of amazing clips that are really illustrative of what we're dealing with. The good news is more corruption on Hillary using the State Department and her foundation as a giant cash machine where you could buy influence internationally. That is all starting to come out. So more criminal investigations on that front. Hillary can run, but historically she can't hide. I personally have been very, very excited to see a lot of positive things happen in the last few weeks. But to really see the worst side of the mainstream media and to see how gleeful they are in their deception and their attack on the truth really sets the table for them to do anything you can imagine in the future. And it just is a sickening feeling to be proven totally right. In fact, I've been proven wrong. This is worse than I thought it would be at this time of the game. So it is just, I've always had a really good sixth sense. And it's been intensifying the last few years, but I have a feeling of sorrow, of loss, of really being frustrated. You know, there are a lot of New Agers and folks that are great people, but they think you're just positive all the time. That makes things positive. No, that's called being delusional. When you have to go in for surgery for a broken bone or you have to lance a boil or cut out a wart or something, it doesn't feel good at the time, but it's good for you overall. And so I am here not dodging the legitimate suffering. I am here facing this garbage every day head on because it's what I chose to do. We're making real headway against evil right now, but it's fighting back, and it is big stuff's already happening. Horrible stuff's already happening. Our government's murdering Christians by the hundreds of thousands. It's being done in our name. We're paying for it in places like Syria. And so I think what I really feel is God's wrath. I feel judgment coming down on the world.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state but will soon have to be eliminated because he's built out of flesh and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
It is Friday, the 12th day of August 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go to your calls right now. During the break, I was monitoring CNN out in the control room, and then I walked back into the coffee room and got a cup of tea, and Fox was on. And just as a media person, I could see how it's all scripted now by the same people. Fox was run by Roger Ailes, to control the conservative movement, but he actually was a patriot. And so that spirit was there. But now it's basically almost fallen. They're now, you can just see in the month since Ailes has been out, the 3 weeks, they're now already rapidly phasing it out. But they're going to do it quietly, strangling it in the dark so it's not too noticeable. And there'll still be tokenism. But they're getting ready for the big steal. But I wouldn't get demoralized by that, even if they steal this election. What we've done injecting truth, what we've done exposing globalism is irrevocable. But I was looking at the CNN anchors, and I just felt sorry for them. They're just given a talking point. They sit there and banner it back and forth. They create this wall of lies. Like we used to, they'd spin here, lie there, but they still have people's attention. So, you know, they had to be careful about things. But now they know they're caught, so just why not go all the way? It's mind-boggling. And I realize that I've gone from hating these people to just they're just pathetic. They really are pathetic. And then somebody like Hillary Clinton, she's like not even a human. She's just, you can look at her, you wouldn't invite that person over for Sunday brunch. You wouldn't go on a camping trip with them. You wouldn't be in a book club with them or a chess club or a car club or a golf club or a church. I mean, it's like a creature that just goes around wanting power and just lies and spins and deceives. I'll hand it to Rand Paul, Senator Paul. That's what made me love him. You know, his bold stance exposing that Hillary and Obama were funding ISIS in the Middle East. That's the senator I wanted to be president. Rand Paul, Hillary could get 5 years in prison for lying to Congress about weapons going to ISIS, and she lied and she sent them. And she testified that she didn't, and we've already known that she ordered it through the State Department import-export group. We've had the very whistleblowers on, and that's the testament to InfoWars. I know the system knows this, so that's why I'm going to talk about it, but we were huge 10 years ago. We were big 20 years ago. And not because I was that good, but because it was just everybody else was in a trance. I guess most people like read a couple spy novels and then they think they know about how clandestine stuff works. Instead of actually, as a citizen, going out and engaging in information warfare organically as an independent person, I then discovered how it really worked. And there's no one more depressed than people that aren't evil that are in this system and then don't know how to get out of it and who don't see an American people that are smart enough or involved enough for them to even be able to be involved. Because if they do get involved, they're just going to get laughed at by a bunch of people that look like they're trying to make a casting call for Idiocracy. In fact, I watched that clip again. What's his name? He was the outgoing head State Department spokesman. Name begins with a C. And he laughs and makes fun of everybody. And one of the reporters talks about lying and obfuscation and destroying democracy. And then he goes, yeah, can you tell it's my last day? And see, I've only seen a shorter clip. When I watched the whole clip, the guy at the end, I watched it on C-SPAN, kind of just sits there and starts breathing heavy and then like, okay, and then he takes more questions and kind of stumbles off. So I think that's actually someone freaking out. I mean, because this is crazy. You understand our government sent in over 200,000 jihadis with an express mission to kill every Christian they came across. They've killed over 200,000 Christians, 100,000 non-radical Muslims. They've displaced over 1 million real Syrians, and our government directed that. That's why they let 0.3% Christians in, even though they were like 25% of the Syrian population. They're now 20%. Look it up. If you're taking, and Obama goes, we got to be fair. That's why we're bringing in Muslims. They're not even bringing Sunnis in. I mean, they're not even bringing Shiites in. They're bringing Sunnis in. that's like 98% of what they're bringing in. And you, it's like, oh my gosh, they're resettling their jihad army that failed. Whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, you really want to get me. We're going to go to your calls, I promise. In fact, everybody holding gets a free Hillary for President shirt. In fact, John, go through, get their address. I'm sending everybody in size a free Hillary for President shirt just for holding for an hour. And throw in a bottle of silver bullet, colloidal silver on top of this. 50% off right now, I should add. This is Mark Toner, former State Department. He quit last week.
Welcome to the State Department. I think we have some interns in the back. Welcome. Good to see you in this exercise and transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was
an exercise in spin and obfuscation.
All right. Can you tell us in my last briefing?
Now, they've got the new girl. This is from yesterday. The new girl's there. And this is them spinning and obfuscating now from the same lectern, covering up for Hillary and what the State Department has done. So let's play that clip, and we're going to Dean and Nick and William and Doug and Bob and others. Go ahead and play that clip.
Do you have any response to criticism by some that suggests there was a relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department at the time? There was an email that came out in this recent set that is between an executive at the Clinton Foundation and Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, where he is requesting to set up a meeting between a billionaire donor and the U.S. ambassador to Lebanon. Do you have any response to?
So, you know, very similar to what I said before, I'm not going to speak to specific emails. However, I think you guys know State Department officials are regularly in touch with a wide variety of outside individuals and organizations, including businesses, nonprofits, NGOs, think tanks. You know, the nearly 55,000 pages of former Secretary Clinton's emails released by the department over the past year give a sense of the wide range of individuals, both inside and outside government, that State Department officials are in contact with on a range of subjects.
So you don't feel like this email, or you don't feel like there was impropriety in the relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department?
We talked to a wide range of people at my level, at various levels in the department.
This is Hillary with the foundation that she's getting money, and then the world leaders contact the State Department to be hooked up with it so that they'll take the weapons bans and other things off. This is her selling U.S. policy with her big fat butt hanging out in her face. This is like you come home and your neighbor is having sex with your wife on the hood of your car in front of the neighbor at a volleyball party. And you go, Bob, you're on my wife. No, I'm not, Bill. Yeah, you are. Hold on just a minute. And he finishes up in front of you and then stands there naked in front of you going, well, you're crazy, man. Nothing's going on here. And I hate to use a vulgar analogy, but that's what this is like. And this is the new pinhead they've rolled out. But you know what? The press goes along with this, so this is what you deserve. And when they take your pension funds and when the whole economy collapses and cities are burning, just remember, Hillary's going to be on a private jet out of here, okay? Remember, you sold your country out because you thought it was cute. Here it is.
Well, at various levels in the department, NGOs, think tanks, business leaders, you know, experts on a variety of subjects.
Except in this...
Her question.
And importantly, in this case, Secretary Clinton made a pledge that she would not personally or substantially in any way involve herself with the Clinton Foundation. So... it's not just any outside organization. It's a specific organization that she said ahead of time she wouldn't have contact with. So doesn't this then seem to violate that pledge?
So, again, to reiterate, you know, department officials are in touch.
This is their pseudo-intellectual thing they do. Where they go, again, 2 + 2 = 9. No, ma'am, it equals 4. Again, we're so intellectual. Let's go back.
Again, to reiterate, you know, department officials are in touch with a wide range of individuals. I'd note that former Secretary Clinton's ethics agreement did not preclude other State Department officials from having contact with Clinton Foundation staff.
Can you at least try to answer Abigail's question, which was, has the department looked into this and determined that there was no impropriety?
The department is regularly in touch with people across the whole spectrum.
That's not the question. The question is whether or not you looked into this, the building has looked into it and determined that everything was okay, that there was nothing wrong.
We feel confident in our ability and our past practice of reaching out to a variety of sources and being responsive to requests.
I'm sorry, am I not speaking English? Is this, is it coming across as a form? I'm not asking you if, no one is saying it's not okay or it's bad.
Have you looked into it, dumbass?
A broad variety of input from different people. The question is whether or not you determined that there was nothing improper here.
We feel confident that all the rules were followed.
There you go. You're just under all these criminal investigations. More emails are coming out, and we're not looking into it. That's the answer. State Department not wiping its own rear end. And look, I get you're crapping all over us, but have the decency to not rub it in, lady. And look at this poor, soft, pinhead woman, lives in the Beltway, probably can't even, cook dinner for her kids if she's got them, and she's just got 2 or 3 degrees as a political hack just thrown in here for the fall of America with some tottering, weird, psycho crone bragging about everybody that she kills. Only one other freak I know does that, and that's Obama. Well, I guess Richard Pearl. Richard Pearl waddles up at cocktail parties, this has been in the news, to the hottest woman in them, weighing like 350 pounds in a suit with huge black circles around his eyes, and then tells women, I order the wars that kill massive numbers of people. Richard Pearl, that's not what turns women on, jackass. I mean, again, it shows the total disconnect of these people. The total, complete disconnect. It's like Kim Jong-un thinks that having some bizarro Dennis Rodman basketball player there is cool, with his top generals clapping while they sit there and watch him play an exhibition game. I mean, it just shows we're ruled by the most aberrant, freakazoid, crazy people, because normal people don't want to tell people what to do. My kids might be a little spoiled sometimes because I don't want to run their lives. Shame, I just can't handle it anymore. Why are we ruled by filth? What is going on in North Korea? What is that joke? What is that? What is that? What is Hitler? What is Stalin? What is Mao? What is all this stuff? What is Venezuela? Collapsing into hell. I can go to UT right now and half the students will be calling for communism, running around on their smartphones. I can't look at Hillary Clinton or Kim Jong-un anymore. Oh, the little eyes, the little power, little demon look, the little power. Oh, I have power. Oh, and then no one stands up to him. Richard Pearl drifting around, known as the Prince of Darkness, in a black suit with like little warts on his cheeks, sauntering over to a 30-year-old, Washington Post reporter and going, you know I'm powerful. I command forces to kill people. They're like, ugh. But see, they know to recoil from it. But the women don't recoil from that whole sickening culture itself. And that's what Drudge is saying with that video, CNN feels anti-media rage. I'm going to play the video coming up in the next segment. But it's just time to say, look, scum, you are filth, and we see you for what you are. All right, I'm going to your calls. William in Tennessee is on WBCR 1470. I go to him after I talk to Nick, who's listening on 1340 AM KOMY at Santa Cruz. Dean and others, we're going to everybody. So thank you for holding. You're all getting your free Hillary for Prison shirt and free bottle of colloidal silver for me making you hold over an hour. I'm going to start doing that. Every time it's over an hour, John, it just kicks in. They get a free T-shirt or colloidal silver or basically whatever they want. It's just under $20 because I can't afford that. Let's go ahead and go to Nick. Nick, you're in California. Am I going to get good stuff in my stocking this year?
Amen. Thank you. Well, I'm calling you.
Yes, sir.
I'm commenting two questions, and I'm just going to unload with them. It's politics that the Monterey County run as far as just reached top 10, Neon Peninsula territory. Question, router jackup. Email Hillary's email, enough, loose enough to endanger Iranian nuclear scientists. And you're stalking. Well, let's talk about Greens. Nobody's doing it yet. Is that the surprise attack? We'll get him. I mean, Obama again?
Listen, I hear you, Nick. Yeah. The Green Party, the Libertarians, everybody should not vote for those ringers. I'm normally for third parties to grow them, but you have two bad candidates usually. Everyone should be all in Trump. The entire power structure is against Trump. William in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about your alleged voter fraud. Out of a billion votes cast in 2000 on a Loyola study, 31 instances of irregularities. So voter fraud.
And what's your source of that? Snopes?
Loyola University.
Okay, well, send it to me because, I mean, this country's famous for voter fraud. We have international watch groups. We go look at other elections. There's constant issues with elections. I have witnessed election fraud myself when I was involved in elections following it. Have had the state certify that was fraud, but still certify the election. These Diebold machines, their own engineers have said they've been ordered to hack stuff all over the country. I mean, just to say that there's only 30-something instances of election fraud. See, there's voter fraud and then election fraud, sir. You know the difference, right?
Voter fraud is infinitesimal in this country.
Okay, you don't even understand me. I understand. Look, I don't want to argue with you. It's probably just that we can't. Listen, I'm going to give you the floor for 60 seconds, but let me see if you understand this. Retail voter fraud is individuals engaged in double voting or dead people voting, okay? And then election fraud is organized at least the precinct or county level. Okay, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yes, but it's just all that doesn't exist. But go right ahead.
You just said it doesn't exist, but go on ahead. You can go to the history of voter news services alone and then online encyclopedia and then look at the bibliographies of all the mainstream news articles where every election there's giant fraud and problems, so they always change their name. But you say election fraud, so Kennedy didn't steal Illinois and LBJ didn't get into Congress stealing. That's admitted.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hold on, brother. Hold on just a minute. You know about Jim Crow laws and the huge move to suppress black votes in this country and poor sharecroppers' votes?
I'm talking about the current election cycle that you're referring to.
The current election cycle hasn't even wait a minute. We just saw them ignore the popular vote for Bernie Sanders and give it to Hillary Clinton. What planet are you living on?
Hamline University, School of Business, St. Paul, Minnesota. Professor David Schultz.
Oh, my gosh. Like they have a professor in Illinois that says the founding fathers were against guns. Of course, he lost his job. It wasn't true, but go ahead.
Okay. Alex, again, there is infinitesimal voter and election fraud in this country. There is no rigged election for Hillary. It's going to happen. Trump is lying. He's making it up. He's going to lose. There is no voter fraud. You cannot prove voter
William,
fraud.
What do you do for a living? Are you a social worker?
If you can't prove voter fraud. If you can prove voter fraud, please tell me.
Are you a social worker?
That's irrelevant. Please tell me if you can provide evidence of voter fraud, enlist for me proof and documentation, please.
Well, that's a classic non-debate tactic. We filed tons of reports this last week and this week on Infowars.com with video reports showing admissions of election fraud. Bev Harris, frequent guest, is coming on next week. Made Hacking Democracy that aired on HBO and won a bunch of awards, proving major fraud in Ohio. They certified national fraud that went on. I mean, this is ongoing, sir. You're like, I mean, you want me to prove there's a blue sky outside? Because it is blue sky in Austin. Now, in Japan, I think it's nighttime, right? I mean,
you
I don't prove
source
you.
your own website as a source.
No, it's not. I just said HBO. Have you heard of Home Box Office? Hold on. Have you heard of Home Box Office?
Yes.
Well, do you believe there's a documentary called Hacking Democracy?
A documentary is not proof of voter fraud. Can you give me evidence of voter fraud?
Sir, I can pull up for you right now congressional and state testimony by Diebold executives and chief engineers about organized fraud elections that were stolen under orders and patches put on computers to steal elections, sir.
What are those links then?
Well, I mean, we've written news articles about it, but you're just hoping the audience is stupid and doesn't know about this. We've written articles with those links, with that information in there. And, I mean, is this your poor, pathetic attempt to try to imply that we shouldn't try to protect the integrity of our election system in this country? Are you denying that superdelegates took votes for Bernie Sanders?
There's no down to one candidate.
You think you're part of the power structure, I get it. You probably can't even tie your shoelaces.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight,
you notice that I said, are you a social worker? And he said, I'm not going to talk about what I do. About half the time I ask that question, they turn out to be social workers. And being on radio more than 20 years, you learn, and then back in the old days, we would actually get memos from the radio network I was on, Shamrock Communications before GCN, that, hey, look out for these seminar callers. And a lot of times, government social workers basically are given by their union talking points, phone numbers, and who to target. And they'll just say, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Fire engines aren't red. Fire engines aren't red. And it's just meant to create disbelief in people. And you have to remember, these social workers, and there's some nice social workers, I want to be clear, they're used to dealing with mentally retarded people, really old folks, criminals, abused children, you name it. So there's a kind of an elitism to it. You see, everybody's an idiot but them. And I tell you what I'm going to do just for that caller. I'm going to take that call. And then I'm going to create about a 10-minute video with, I don't know, Josh Owen, Zimmerman, whoever wants to do it. Just somebody tell me you're going to do it, or I'll assign it. Because the crew's always, you know, chomping the bit to do stuff. And we're just going to take clips of congressional testimony and state testimony and Diebold executives and hackers hacking into elections and CBS News admitting it's a problem and then election fraud and illegals voting and dead people getting Social Security and dead people getting IRS tax returns. I mean, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas went in and voted as Eminem recently. All these battleground states basically have changed laws where anybody can vote. In fact, I'm not stupid because if I did it, they'll arrest me. I could go vote repeatedly in Travis County. But I'm not going to do it. And you just heard a caller, that I'm going back to your calls, who literally just said, there's a Loyola University thing. We pulled it up. It was totally shot down. The professor did a little study and said he couldn't find a bunch of examples. Well, my God, that's like saying, I walked out in my backyard and, you know, I couldn't find a Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, so maybe no fossils have ever been found. And let's scroll back up. I mean, love the fake, ironic purple glasses of Chris Hedges. That's that MSNBC host name, right? You know, this whole, that's Rachel Maddow's, okay. Voter fraud deniers resurface just in time for midterm elections. I mean, we've got California and Illinois and Oregon and Vermont introducing legislation that last time I heard Illinois passed and was on the governor's desk. Did that pass? Legalizing illegals voting? So we're going to take all those clips and put it to that seminar caller. And I bet that seminar caller is just reeling. How would I know he's a social worker? How would I? Because I'm smart, dumbass, unlike you. I don't think I'm part of the establishment. I don't want to go rule over a bunch of old people and retarded children like you do. Okay? So I know you. I know you of old. There you go. But you really ought to be ashamed of yourself. My audience consists of common folks, right up to rocket scientists and foreign leaders. But you know what? The most common person is better, even if they're not that smart on average, because their heart loves God and loves justice. But you know you were lying, implying there's no election fraud or no voter fraud. That was ridiculous. Now, here's James O'Keefe's piece. Let's put the article up on screen for TV viewers so I can list it for radio listeners if they want to go see the video at Project Veritas website. We should probably repost this too. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe obtains Eminem's ballot. Now get ready. He's coming in to get Eminem's ballot where they have a record of it so he can go be Eminem. He's stealing his identity right here on television for you right now.
Hi, my name is
Juan. He's at Eminem's polling station. Clinton Township.
Showing your ID doesn't matter, so I walked into the school claiming a martial artist. Black hoodie, black hat. I gave his address.
Hello. My name is Marshall Bruce Mathers.
Okay, just have to fill out and first, and then I'll need a picture ID or driver's.
Oh, you know what? I don't have a driver's license with me.
Do you have any other picture ID?
I don't. I left. I came from work, and I don't have my wallet. But the name is Marshall Mathers.
You can still vote.
All I
got to
do is fill this out.
You can go into Travis County and say, Alex Jones, I guess, vote.
And then you fill out a.
But I don't have a driver's license.
That's all right. You don't have it on you. You're formatting.
Yes.
That's why you're signing
that. Just make up any name you want.
Then you have to fill out your information with your name.
Bob Jones,
so
anywhere else?
My middle name is Bruce, and I have a suffix, the third. Or if that is the middle name, it's just Marshall Bruce Mathers, the third.
Yeah. They'll find you in there.
Okay, you'll look it up.
Yeah.
All right. The last name is Mathers, M-A-T-H-E-R-S. First name is Marshall.
Yep, that's what it does.
So you guys will let me vote. Marshall Bruce Mathers, all I got to do is sign this thing here.
Fill both sides.
Fill both things out. The birthday is October
17th, 1972.
Yep. That's a great thing there. I mean, you know, I was worried. I didn't have my ID. What's that?
You have a really nice name.
Oh.
Are you related to a certain somebody named Marshall Mathers?
Oh, everyone always says that, but, you know, it's, I guess that's like the rapper, right?
Yeah,
he lives in the area.
Getting
under
time element.
We're going to hit him hard.
Okay, you know, I have a phone call. I'll be right back. Just give me 1 second. Yo, sure. Yeah, I'm voting right now. Yeah, I know we got to squash that beef, but I'm voting right now. Yeah, I know. I thought I needed an ID too, but they don't need it. All right, I got to go. That kills me.
Now, I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm not going to let that guy that was disagreeing dominate everything. But, I mean, that's what I mean. He's just slithering around, lying, knowing he was lying. Just go to Google, even though they game a lot of this, and just type in voter fraud or election fraud or engineer testifies on election fraud. I mean, it's just there's literally hundreds of news articles, hundreds of videos. Quite frankly, a few weeks ago, I started pushing the initiative to expose all this, as you've noticed nationally, Trump talking about it as well. And I started watching the videos and reading the articles, and I thought I knew all of it. There was so much stuff, I couldn't even keep track of it. Bloomberg, how to hack an election. All the fraud in Latin America. I'll tell you this, at least you talk to the average Latin American. They say, of course there's election fraud. Only weirdo Democrats would sit there and deny it. Here's a little newsflash for you. Al Gore won the 2000 election. Al Gore. I hate Al Gore. But there was fraud. And Stone was the number two guy under James Baker running that recount. Number two. And he's apologized for it and said it was wrong, and he's very ashamed of it. He changed course 2 years after with the Iraq War and went public. That's why I like Stone. He's a real deal. I should have Stone on to tell us about election fraud. I did in the first hour. But, I mean, this is the type of crap I deal with all day long because they know they're lying, but it's like CNN anchors. They get up there and they pretend and all convince themselves and then think because they call in and tell us the sky isn't blue. And I love that tactic. Prove to me a blue whale exists. Show me one now. I'm like, dude, election fraud and voter fraud is well known. It's like saying, show me the blue sky. It's right above me, but I don't have to show it to you. It's like, prove to me that Abraham Lincoln was the Republican president born in Illinois. Prove to me the Civil War happened and Robert E. Lee existed. Prove to me there was ever a Second Amendment. Prove to me there was ever a First Amendment. Prove to me.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, Matt. I wanted you to pop in. Go ahead.
You said that, you know, he must have been a Democrat because he doesn't believe in voter fraud. But I bet if Trump wins, all the Democrats are going to come out the woodwork just saying, hey, it had to have been election fraud. It had to have been voter fraud.
I agree. Do we have any shortage of proof of election or voter fraud, Matt? I mean, we could spend 10 hours on it.
Our bin has close to 20 videos of election fraud. And that's in the past 2 months.
What did you make of his call, though?
It's not the first time I haven't heard something like that. I actually have gone back and forth with one of my old roommates about election fraud, and he actually kind of came at it from the same angle because it's not very widely reported on in the mainstream. And actually, before I started...
Yeah, because they've made the law where you just walk in and take over somebody's identity and vote.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was shocking for me once we started digging into it. Just a little bit of searching on the internet will uncover all these instances where people are just going nuts. And the reason why I recommended that James O'Keefe video is just how blatant, how easy it is to go in and commit voter fraud. It's hilarious.
Well, other points on this. I mean, do you like my idea of taking that call and then just chopping it full of news articles and video clips?
Oh, yeah. No, that right there would be a powerful thing to share with everybody because there are people who don't believe it out there. That's kind of the sad truth. You know, people just don't believe, because you know what, again, there are people who are good-minded people. They wouldn't think to go do that.
I agree, those exist, Matt, but with this guy, the Democrats are the kings of retail low-level fraud. And yeah. So they are always, every year, every election year, they run around and say it doesn't exist.
You got to think like a criminal. That's the thing.
But
you
wait a minute.
Think
I mean,
like a criminal.
Rachel Maddow wears purple glasses. Doesn't that mean she's smarter than us?
She just, I can't help it. I love that sweater. I just want to snuggle up with her and drink a nice.
Well, listen,
warm
I'm not. Listen, I'm not normally gay, but I'm going to be honest. There's two people I'm gay for. There's two men I'm attracted to, and that is Donald Trump and Rachel Maddow. He's hot.
Stop
Rachel,
it.
I want a date.
Stop it. I can't
right,
stand
I'm joking
up now.
On both. I'm joking on both, obviously. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm gay for Marilyn Monroe. But, I mean, it just gets too ridiculous. The big list of vote fraud reports, WorldNet Daily, 108% of voting population endorses Obama. Remember that one? That was a good one. Remember that one? How about 8 million more people voted in 2012, but Romney got less votes than John McCain did in 2008? Does anyone believe that? Do you believe that? Anybody else in the control room want to pop in? Matt? Zach? Anybody else? I think we're good. How about Nico? Nico wants to pop in. Now, that means Nico doesn't want to come on air, the lead producer. We're going to make Nico Acosta come on the air right now.
This is CJ. I have a comment. Okay. The caller doesn't listen because, if you recall, Texas primaries 2016, we had over 12 people call local AM and claim that they had voted for Trump, got to review, and they had apparently voted for Rubio.
Oh, yeah, that's major because they didn't want Texas to go for Trump. It's amazing. All right, well, look. The caller's right, okay? I'm going to tell you, caller, you're right. You devastated us through intellectual prowess. I mean, brute force, 700 horsepower dominance. I'm like a lawnmower compared to your intellect. You crushed me. You're right. There's no voter fraud. There's no election fraud. I'm going to go home tonight and crawl in bed, and I'm going to get my pillow, and I'm going to get in a fetal position, and I'm going to cry for my mommy.
Then they'll send a social worker to your house.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm joking. I'm not actually depressed. That was a joke. I'll never commit suicide.
Hey, one last thing here,
sure,
about the election fraud, and that is one thing that we haven't touched on in terms of the electronic forms of voter fraud.
Yes.
We don't talk about it enough, but it's weighting the votes. So you have 10 people vote each side, right? But the side that votes the way that people who are rigging against, their votes are weighted to be 7/8 of a vote or 1/2.
Yeah, they shave it. I mean, we've got hundreds of documented cases where the engineers have gone public and then died in a car wreck the next week or in an airplane accident or shot in the back of the head.
Exactly. And that's actually the more likely way that it happens. Exactly. Yeah, that electronic form where you've got a vote that is.
And then there's no way to even track it because it was all a digital algorithm.
Yeah, yeah, and it would be much more feasible, much easier to get away with, right?
Well, I mean, look, I don't believe there's any corruption going on by this government. I mean, they would never lie to us, even though they get caught every day doing it. All right, good points there, Matt. Let's go to Dean in Tejas, been holding a long time. Dean, welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Hey, it's great to be on. I've seen you all the way back to the Access days.
And, what'd you make of that last caller saying that we're making stuff up?
Well, I used to work at Dell Computer, and when they all went to computerized methods of taking the vote, there were articles about that showing how unbelievably vulnerable those are to all kinds of abuse, where you could get massive counts of votes in certain, let's say, counties or whatever that are responsible for doing the voting. I mean, they're unbelievably vulnerable. Canada, I read an article way back then about how they, they count the votes on paper ballots, and they have a witness from the sides of the opponents of the political process, and they count them up, and they complete the election in just a few hours or less. And, you know, the amount.
Exactly. We should go back to paper ballots and then have them be stored for like 5 years under law.
Just and the point is to have witnesses on all opposing sides to watch the count.
And those are real elections. Absolutely. That's exactly what we need. And But LBJ still cheated with that system and had one key county. More people, you know, voted than lived in the county, and that's how he got it over. And then those ballots got burned. You know that whole story.
Yeah, yeah. You can go back and recount, you know, and it could be challenged, and there's no gamesmanship. I mean, my God, with the hacking of Hillary Clinton, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I have been hacked myself by a terrorist.
I have, too. I've had all – everybody's had their identity messed with, and they're saying basically it exists for us individually but not in an election. Does that hold water, Dean?
Anyway, I want to get on to a point about Brexit, because that's mind-blowing. It'll kind of blow everybody's mind when I get to that. But I wanted to get, because we're always limited on time, I don't know how much more you'll give me, but on the rigged trade versus fair trade, this is an idea I had, and I wonder why it has never been caught on. I mean, I go all the way back. I was a Perot supporter. I remember the debates on NAFTA. I'm a sort of a C-SPAN junkie. I mean, I've been able to vote since 76. So, you know, I've been following this stuff a long time. But he told us we were going to get rigged trade, and that's exactly what we got. And we know Clinton supported NAFTA, and it got voted in. Others have supported, and Hillary.
All right, so let me hear your idea when we come back. But absolutely. We played it in the first hour, if you missed it, folks. Maybe it was the second hour. Hillary saying that it was the first hour. Hillary saying that, you know, she loves the TPP and helped author it, is the honcho of it, is the gold standard. And now she says she never said that, and she will never, never did support it, won't support it now, and won't in the future.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back was a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's an amazing new graphic by the amazing Ben Harrison. Ben Garrison, I want to get back on the broadcast. Only had him on like 30 minutes once. What an incredible talk show host in his own right. Even though he's not a talk show host, he did really great on air. But he's a famous editorial cartoonist, one of the most famous alive today, who didn't used to really be kind of an anti-globalist until he started trying to censor him. He's got a new one out, Weekend at Hillary's, instead of Weekend at Bernie's. And it's got the Secret Service there with their tranquilizer dart to keep her under control, stronger together. I don't feel no ways tired. And I always knew, looking at Ben Garrison cartoons, that a lot of them were influenced by the show, and that one certainly is. So I'm very, very honored. I want to get him back on the broadcast. But there's another James O'Keefe video where he goes in and votes as the most famous writer in the town for the newspaper. And they let him vote because you got the name, baby. We don't need driver's license in these Democrat-run states. And it's just hilarious to go fly on an airplane and watch illegals not even have IDs and be allowed to fly. I'm not against them, but I'm being screwed over. I don't want to be discriminated against. And it's a joke. And Hillary is in so much trouble. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I always say Lord willing because, you know, cross my fingers, knock on wood, and thank everybody for their prayers and the lucky stars. But a lot is going on in this world right now. This is a wild time. And obviously, you see me filing reports on Saturday and Sundays now on top of the Sunday show because I'm even putting a studio in at my house where I'm just going to start randomly just going live on all our platforms whenever I want. And then they're setting it up for somebody who's not too technical like myself. I'm actually very technical if I had to take time to figure stuff out, but I'm too busy. Where I'm just going to hit like one red button and I'm live on air, video cameras, you name it. So be looking for that. Talk about reality TV. We're actually talking about mounting cameras in certain offices of this company. So when we go in those offices, we hit live and folks see the behind-the-scenes war game because that's where the really interesting stuff goes on around here. Sometimes we'll have like a button we hit to shut down info if it's a source or something. But I mean, it's just, I want folks to know what's going on at InfoWars. It really takes it to the next level because real reality TV is fake. So we're going to have the real, real reality TV. Dean in Texas, go ahead and make your point about the Brexit and about trade and all these deals.
Thanks, Alex, for giving me the time on this because I think it's just, it's the most critical thing in the world right now for everybody. And
I understand. You got 2.5 minutes. No more preface.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we've been running these huge hundreds of billions of dollar deficits with NAFTA and then also with China. And these trade deals have been rigged for foreign governments' benefits. And they've become vastly wealthy. And we've been depleted, whole communities, cities, regions of the United States. And this doesn't just involve the Rust Belt. This involves high-tech companies like Microsoft, Dell, or Time Warner Cable, where they're...
This is how they conquer us. They sell us out to foreign interests.
Yeah. They sent those tech support things over to India. You get terrible connections on the phone. They barely speak English. So this goes beyond just, you know, factory work. It is technical knowledge work, too, that's been exported away. And here's why it's rigged and why it's just been really like a crime to the American people. And this is where Trump hits the nail on the head on it. All we ever had to do with every trade deal was put in there that we would have a running average between the trade deficits and the trade surpluses between our countries that we had the trade deals with. And then this running average.
And then that's when the tariff kicks in, when they start screwing us. Absolutely.
Either that or have it more pro-growth where they buy what our deficit is. So when we run the billions in, let's say, in 5 years, they add up.
Then they got to buy our bonds, which gives them a stake in us and us in them. That's real globalism. In fact, that's how they sold globalism, but they never did that.
Or they buy our goods, you know, so that the manufacturing.
No, that's how they sold globalism to build up the world. That's how they got all the liberals on board in the 50s for the world government plan, bigger than the Manhattan Project. You just hit the nail on the head. That was actually their plan, brother. You just thought of it on your own. They just never implemented that. They did it as a one-sided deal to transfer power to these third world cesspools so they could control everybody. We'll be back. Stay with us.